This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to take some time with God, together with you. The most important thing in your life, the best way to start a day and to end a day, is by spending time with God. It refocuses your life, your mind. It helps you to realize what really matters. It reminds you of the love of God for you. It helps you to recognize what things in your life are starting to go astray and to get them back on the right track. Time with God, the best thing you could ever do. We're looking this week at the issue of overcoming emotional hurdles in our lives. And I want to take you today to a great verse in the book of Isaiah in the Bible. Isaiah, such a great book of the Bible, full of the heart of God for his people. And Isaiah says, "The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock." Well, perfect peace sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Maybe to you, the idea of having total peace in your heart and life seems like some total fantasy world, because there is so much turmoil in your inner life, so much angst, so much anxiety over the things that are churning in your heart and mind, things you can't let go of, something that's happening in your life right now, and you just cannot find peace anywhere about it. Maybe something that's happened to you long ago, the way you were treated as a child, or even in recent times, and it's changed your whole outlook on life, and you just cannot find peace. And yet look at the promise of this passage. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace. What does it mean to be steadfast of mind? Well, it goes on, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. The great thing about a rock is that it's totally unaffected by what goes on around it. It doesn't matter if there's a hurricane happening, or if the waves are crashing on it, or if there's the heat of the desert. Whatever it is, it's just a rock. It's there. It's solid. It's dependable. It doesn't move. It doesn't change. And that's what God is like. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. Whatever you are facing in your life that is bringing you that inner turmoil, the solution to that inner turmoil is not to get back at a person that has hurt you badly. It's not to find some kind of financial solution to the problems that you face. The answer to that inner turmoil you face is to totally and completely turn your life over to God and to say to God, "I trust you." Do you know that trust is a choice? Sometimes we think, well, trust will either be there or it won't. But in matter of fact, you choose. You have to make a choice and say, "I'm afraid, I'm struggling, but God, I choose to trust you." Now, what should I do in response to that trust? God will enter into your heart. He'll enter into that situation. It may be the healing that you need is going to be a long process. Well, God will begin that process. But God is the center of the answer to the turmoil in your life. Do not try to solve your situation without putting God first in your life. Trust in him, the steadfast of mind. He will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in the Lord. I'm John North.